Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Dr. Buthumelo Semeti Makokelela, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. A very, very good morning. You must be having a very busy morning. How are you doing?
Indeed, it's been a busy one where we have to communicate to the public, but we're happy to do so.
Thank you, and we really do appreciate it. So a very difficult position, and I know that we've been in contact with SAHPRA over the whole week. I even offered at one stage to phone and nag the FDA myself, because my wife says I'm a very good nag, but just to get the answer. And then we got the answer over the weekend, and it certainly wasn't the one that we were hoping for. Take us through this.
Yeah, no, certainly not one that the country, you know, could really afford at this point. But I must say that we must be confident, as the country, that we're able to have a regulator that when a product does not meet quality requirements, we're able to, even in the midst of a pandemic, make a decision that it will weigh well for the public. And so what this decision means is that vaccine doses that are at the Aspen facility at the moment that were fill and finish can therefore then not be rolled out to the public. There are indeed future doses that they're looking at in their discussions with Janssen. There are batches that we, after we reviewed the data, those batches did meet the quality requirements, and this is where the close to 300,000 or so doses comes in, and those will be doses that will be received. Yes, it's not to the same quantum that was expected. However, it will at least assist the rollout plan.
And are those, is that the 300,000 that is, that they will expedite immediately from the US?
Yes. So those are the ones that, the batch that they were manufactured from is satisfactory, and those will be arriving in the country soon. We've looked at that data, and those will be released.
And hopefully, and how long should that take? Once it lands here, we should be able to get that out fairly quickly, I imagine.
Yes, no, I think the department is working quite hard to get those out quickly. So from a regulatory perspective, we will conclude our process as soon as
possible. Where does Aspen stand with all of this? I mean, never mind the fact that this is potentially crippling. I think the figure is like 30 million doses that, it's not only South Africa. If you follow press around the world, every country is in exactly the same position, trying to scramble to figure out where to from here. It from a reputation point of view, from a financial point of view, it must be a massive, massive knock for them.
No, indeed. And I think, a conversation between yourself and Aspen in that regard would be, enable you to get the answers.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
sure. No, it's not something that you're particularly involved with. Mm-hmm. But was this a difficult decision for SAHPRA? In other words, was the data absolutely clear that these 2 million doses were contaminated? Or was it a decision that you had to make because there wasn't absolute clarity?
No, there was clarity around, the specific doses that were in question that were non-compliant. So from a technical regulatory stance, it was a very clear decision to make. However, obviously, with the context of us being in a pandemic, the context of the country's rollout plan having been affected by this, those are considerations. But at the end of the day, what we make our decisions on is the science of the product. And if there's any aspect that does not meet regulatory requirements, we therefore cannot authorize this.
It's quite a difficult position because you'd like to make, in an ideal world, you make the decision, SAHPRA makes a decision without the pressure and knowing all of these other factors. In other words, you look at it on the absolute data. But when you're in the middle of a pandemic and when you know the impact that you're making is going to have on the country, it must be very, maybe not in this case, but in other cases, it must be a very, very difficult decision to make and not allow yourselves to be influenced.
No, certainly. And, these internal debates that we have all the time, to say we are in a pandemic and, these are very tough decisions to make, as you said, but it is important for us that we are consistent with our approach, because even after the pandemic, the South African public is going to expect that
Absolutely.
As a regulator, we continue to do our job well. And so that's why every decision that we've made we're able to stand for that decision and have the science that backs up that decision.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely critical, because otherwise something goes wrong, and then the reputation of the institution and the confidence of the institution is severely impacted. The current rollout of the Pfizer's, is SAHPRA still involved with that, or does, once you've given approval to it, does that not come back to you, or is it an ongoing thing there?
Our role doesn't end once we've authorized. With every batch that gets brought into the country by any manufacturer, we assess that batch, and if it meets the requirement, we therefore then release it. And typically everything goes well, and the public doesn't even know that we've done that step. So that's one aspect we do. The second one is that as these vaccines are being made available, we collect in the safety data. So we've had, we collect all the reports of any side effects that the public has reported, etc.
So it's very much ongoing. All right, and that's where we leave it, Dr. Putumela Sameti Mokokotletla. Thank you for chatting to us. She is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority.